This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Israeli helicopter gunships today fired on sites near the headquarters of Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat in Gaza City. The attacks were in apparent retaliation for a weekend of terrorist bombings that killed at least 25 Israelis. White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer said today that Arafat can do more to crack down on the violence. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem. Peter, what do you know about Israel's attacks today?
Bob, witnesses said that more than a dozen missiles fired from helicopter gunships slammed into a security compound right near Yasser Arafat's Gaza City headquarters. There were smoke and flames rising from the area. What appeared to be an armed storage warehouse was set off by the flames. Arafat's fleet of helicopter was targeted in particular, according to Palestinian officials, and that was later confirmed by the Israelis.
Is Israel trying to attack Arafat directly?
No. The Israeli army says it could well have hit Arafat's headquarters directly, and they were fairly confident that he was not. They knew he was not there, and they're fairly confident where he is in the West Bank. They said they wanted to send a signal. They're signaling their displeasure with Arafat's failure to stop Palestinian militants from targeting civilians. 26 Israelis, of course, died this weekend in attacks in Jerusalem, Haifa, and the Gaza Strip. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon hurried home from his visit to the U.S. after an abbreviated meeting with President Bush. He's due to address the nation in a little bit over an hour. But clearly this is the opening salvo, some believe, in what could be a more extensive military response from the Israelis.
What does President Bush want Arafat to do to stop the suicide bombers?
Well, the White House generally wants violence to stop in the region, pretty much, period. That's it. The specifics they are not communicating, certainly not publicly. From the Palestinian view, the American message has a sort of a double tone to it. They're urging Arafat to crack down, which he has done. The biggest sweep and arrest of militants in 5 or 6 years occurred today. Some 100 militants arrested. And at the same time, the White House is not criticizing Israel when it says it wants to take matters into its own hands. Ari Fleischer today, the White House spokesman, repeated Secretary of State Powell's comments that Israel's a sovereign government, can make its own decisions, and that Israel has a right to live in security.
How have the Palestinians reacted to today's events?
Quite disappointed, both with the events, which were widely anticipated, of course. Many Palestinians stayed home, not always by choice. You can't really move in the West Bank today. Every village and town is basically shut down by the army. There's no movement. But this reaction was expected. What the Palestinian Authority officials are saying is they're disappointed with the reaction or lack of reaction from the Bush administration. Palestinian ministers are saying that won't lead to peace, only more violence, and they're hoping that they will give Yasser Arafat a chance to show that he really is serious about cracking down on these militants.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem.